Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Sandra Susan Merritt, one of the undercover investigators that revealed the horrors of Planned Parenthood selling baby body parts, recently appeared in a court in California for an arraignment regarding these frivolous charges by the California Attorney General. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, Matt, Sandra was recently in court in California. She had to appear for what's called an arraignment, in which you actually enter your plea. It's taken this long to get to this point because the judge in this case, the trial judge, actually, I think, clearly violated the law by allowing the state attorney general to refile these 14 charges of the 15 that were not timely done. The rules and the law in California state that if they're not refiled after being dismissed, they're done. But he allowed that to ultimately be refiled. So now she faces 15 counts. We'll certainly challenge that at the end of the day when this case goes to trial. And from there, if it goes up to an appeal, we will challenge this from the very beginning. But this is a case, Matt, in which someone who did not violate any law is now before the state court facing 15 criminal counts in this unprecedented filing by the California Attorney General to stifle free speech and literally try to intimidate her and others like her from ever speaking anything with regards to Planned Parenthood or the abortion industry.
Well, right, man. And to stifle free speech, to also silence whistleblowers, because that's what Sandra Merritt is. She was a whistleblower. This is investigative journalism. She came in and she and David DeLayden exposed this racket of baby body parts for sale, this murder for hire, where they would literally sell baby body parts for use by these so-called scientific organizations and research organizations. Appalling stuff. People remember the videos. There were a series of videos where Planned Parenthood folks were caught red-handed laughing about dismembering babies and selling their heads and their livers and their organs and so forth. Just horrific stuff. So what happens? Well, the pro-Planned Parenthood Attorney General there in California goes after the whistleblower, goes after the person who has exposed the real crimes, and then messes up in a catastrophic way where it should be an end to 14 charges because they did not properly refile. But yet in California, the case still moves ahead. It's inexplicable.
Yeah, Holly, originally 15 counts were filed against Sandra and David DeLayden by the Attorney General. This is the highest law enforcement officer of the state of California.
It's tragic.
And then we filed a motion to dismiss those 15 counts. The judge ultimately dismissed 14 of the 15 counts. Now, the judge stated in the order and the rules in California state that there is a short period of time, 10 days, in which once a count has been dismissed, the state has to file, if they're going to refile, those counts. Well, they missed the time by weeks. I mean, we're not talking about just a few days. By weeks, they missed the time. In fact, when we went to a subsequent hearing, they still hadn't refiled those 14. Then they said, oh, well, we intended to do so. And unbelievably, the state court judge allowed the Attorney General to refile those 14 counts that had previously been dismissed, which the law in California says if they are not refiled within the 10 days, they're done. You can't resurrect them again. You can't refile them. So now we're back to the beginning of the case, essentially, where Sandra had to appear for the arraignment. She pleaded, of course, not guilty because she's not guilty on all 15 counts. Now we're going to have to go through a long trial to defend her innocence.
You know, and speaking of unbelievable, I mean, what she did as a journalist was totally appropriate, totally legal. You know, she videotaped these conversations in public places. And, you know, animal rights activists do the same thing, and there's no prosecution on them.
In fact, there's a previous situation in California on that very issue.
Right, right.
Where animal rights activists went in, filmed undercover abuse of animals. It ultimately resulted in reform, apparently. Of course, the attorney general never, or any prosecutor never, went after them. And in fact, in the history of California, no prosecutor, or certainly no attorney general, has ever gone after any journalist
right.
for undercover videos, especially when they're done, as in this case, in public places.
But because we're dealing with Planned Parenthood, and these politicians have their hands in the pockets of Planned Parenthood, they're getting money from Planned Parenthood to support their agenda of killing these innocent babies. That's a whole different issue. And so this grandmother, Sandra Merritt, gets criminal charges. So that's unbelievable.
Yeah, and Matt, this is by the Attorney General Becerra, who's the current Attorney General. He's also the named individual representing the state of California in the case currently before the U.S. Supreme Court. One of our cases, four cases, one of those cases was just argued, and that is this egregious law in California that requires these crisis pregnancy centers to post these large notices in up to 13 languages. But before he was the attorney general, this is when it began. Kamala Harris was the attorney general. She stepped down from the attorney general's position and ran. And now she's a United States senator from California. So that position was vacant. Governor Jerry Brown then appointed Becerra to fill her position. Kamala Harris, the current U.S. senator, started all of this against Sandra and also David DeLaden, because she's so radically supportive of abortion. And then her replacement, Becerra, is just like her. And
right.
Planned Parenthood applauded when Becerra became the person to replace her as the attorney general.
Well, they both received campaign funds from Planned Parenthood. Don't forget that.
These are pro-abort political activists abusing the authority of the seat that they've given here as the chief law enforcement officer, misusing and abusing it to go after those who are actually whistleblowers reporting criminal activity instead of going after their sacred cow of the left here, abortion and Planned Parenthood, instead of going after them when they were caught dead to rights, no pun intended, you know, smoking gun evidence of illegal activity, selling baby body parts, the most kind of horrific Hitlerian stuff that you can imagine occurring here. And then they raid David DeLaden's home, and they knock down their doors like they have drugs in their houses to confiscate video footage that they don't want out there informing people of the truth.
That's so horrendous, so corrupt.
And, you know, he and Kamala Harris and anyone else, you know, they can take campaign contributions from different organizations and people that support their cause. That's not the issue. The issue is when you are essentially in the pocket of those organizations and you use your position, particularly as a law enforcement officer, to literally bypass the law and side with those entities that supported you. You need to be objective. When you sign the state's name against a citizen of the United States, a resident of your state, you need to have the right facts and the right law. You need to be very cautious and careful. It's an awesome responsibility. And unfortunately, what we see is that responsibility has been abused in California. It's also the same kind of thing abused in New York with another case that we have with the state's highest law enforcement officer there.
It's an evil agenda going on.
It really is. So, you know, this is, I think, a serious problem here. I think, you know, that has led to the LA Times editorial board on their own coming out and condemning the attorney general's filing of these charges because they know they don't agree with Sandra. I have no illusion that they're pro-life, but they do agree with the First Amendment that if it's going to happen to Sandra Merritt here in David DeLaden, then you could have some other attorney general later or law enforcement officer come against the people who write for the LA Times or other journalists. There's no dividing line. You can't use ideology as the basis to try to use the power of the state to come after these individuals that you don't like. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Continue to pray for Sandra Merritt. We represent her. We're going to be in this trial for some time to come. She did nothing wrong. She should be applauded rather than indicted. But stand with us in prayer. Stand with Sandra. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. We covet your prayers and your financial support in this critical case, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. The website again, lc.org.